With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are renewed hopes for an end to Russia's war in Ukraine as U.S. and Ukrainian officials report progress in weekend talks in Geneva. Those discussions centering around a 28-point U.S. plan for ending the war. The BBC's Imogen Folks in Geneva.
We did have the statement from the White House overnight saying that very good progress had been made and that Ukraine's sovereignty would be respected. There, I think, is some hope for the Ukrainians, because that wasn't really in there before, but there had been a lot of stuff that Ukraine was supposed to give up, like land it hadn't even lost to Russia yet, like hope of joining NATO, like reducing the size of its army. So to say that its sovereignty will be respected, that's inching in the right direction.
And on social media this morning, President Trump is sounding a cautiously optimistic tone. Bird flu and another disease have shrunk the U.S. turkey population to a 40-year low this year. Wholesale turkey prices expected to be up more than 40% as a result. But Michigan State University food economist David Ortega says for consumers, there are bargains out there.
Some promotions being implemented in an effort to draw customers into the store. So even though prices have increased over the past couple of years, consumers can still expect to see a lot of promotions, a lot of sales as we get further into the holiday season.
Many Americans who are traveling this week could encounter some dicey weather. Forecasters say two-thirds of the country could experience some kind of unsettled weather. Some places could see snow, others rain, possibility of high winds, even thunderstorms in some spots. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 154 points. This is SRN News. New look at faith and the two political parties.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that when you boil it all down, Democrats are a lot less religious than their Republican counterparts. 41% of Democratic voters say they believe in God with absolute certainty, compared to 66% of Republicans who do. On the question of whether faith is an important part of their daily lives, 28% of Democrats say yes, versus 58% of Republicans. Democrats are also less likely to pray or go to church than GOP voters. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board overseeing Alabama public libraries has voted to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children's sections of all public libraries in the state. The Alabama action is the latest salvo in the national fight over library content that is being driven by parents who are alarmed by the content of some books being given to youngsters in public and elementary school libraries. SRN News. Number of airlines have been canceling flights to Venezuela.
A warning by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to use caution when flying in Venezuela's airspace because of heightened military activity has at least six carriers suspending flights to the country indefinitely, according to the Airlines Association of Venezuela. They include Avianca and Iberia Airlines, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights from November 24th to the 28th. On Friday, the FAA warned pilots that unspecified threats could pose a potential risk to aircraft at all altitudes, as well as planes taking off and landing in Venezuela, and even aircraft on the ground. I'm Donna Water.
At least five families say their babies were treated for infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula months before the current outbreak was detected. More details at SRNNews.com.